Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focused on managing time, reaching goals, and keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. We're dedicating this week to discussing communication skills and making yourself a better communicator. And one of the critical steps to being a great communicator is understanding who you're speaking to. And so we're going to call this audience analysis. And so what you want to do is you want to ensure that whatever message you're trying to get across resonates with that audience that you're in front of. So begin by thinking about who's in the room. Do your homework on those people. Put yourself in their shoes. What's going to work for them? What are they going to listen to? What's going to resonate with them? And once you figure that out and you've walked in their shoes, then you can prepare your talking points. But make sure those talking points are in alignment with where they'd have an interest. You also want to make sure that the understanding will be there. If you're trying to make a point, make sure that point is concise. Make sure for your audience, they will understand what you're saying. You know, if you're in front of a very technical audience in your industry, you're going to speak very differently than if you would speak to somebody's parents about something that might be complicated, something around the medical industry or the financial industry. Not everybody's going to understand it, and you have to think about the lowest common denominator. So if you've got a room full of five people and you're going to have a discussion, you've got to tailor that discussion to that person in the room that's going to be the least sophisticated, but at the same time, you can't alienate somebody that's going to be very, very sophisticated. So there's an art and a science to making this all work, but it all starts with figuring out who's going to be in the room to the best of your ability and just making that message that will really hit home for them, that they understand, that resonates well with them, that's entertaining for them as well. And if you can hit all these things and you can anticipate some of the questions that might come, then you can prepare yourself for what's to come. But the first step in the preparation process is figuring out who you're talking to, where their interest levels are, and what they know and don't know based on the subject matter that you're going to be delivering. If you're not listening to the 90-Second Navigator on a daily basis, I would ask you to subscribe on Stitcher or on iTunes. It's always good to have that coach to keep you moving towards your goals, and I would love the opportunity to be that person for you. Just get here a couple minutes a day. It doesn't cost you a dime. Just come. And before we finish, let's just take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges. Clear your mind. Use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me tomorrow for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. We're going to be discussing how you can prepare your dialogue, prepare your presentation, to do it all in advance and what a difference that can make for you. But for today, I want you to think about something. I want you to think about making your audience like you. If you want to make your audience like you, understand where they're coming from, understand what they're all about. And if they like you, your message becomes more impactful. And if you take the time to do the analysis, the odds are that you're going to resonate with that group and they will be more accepting of whatever message you're trying to deliver.